USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Last year, Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. The Long Island Republican representative who lied on his resume, then got elected, has been rewarded with sitting on minor committees. This as the calls for his resignation continue to grow.
Newly elected Representative George Santos has been awarded seats on two low-level committees. That after House Republicans debated where to put the New York congressman. Santos is facing mounting legal issues and growing calls to resign for extensively lying about his resume. He will sit on the Committee on Small Business and the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. He had lobbied to be placed on higher-profile committees. I'm John Schaefer.
The Baltimore man accused of murdering a 69-year-old church volunteer has pleaded guilty and will spend the rest of his life in prison. On Tuesday, 63-year-old Manzi Smith Jr. was sentenced to life for killing Evelyn Player inside East Baltimore's Southern Baptist Church in November of 2021. Pastor Dante Hickman says Player will be dearly missed.
That's a void that we will definitely feel for the days and months and years to come.
Ukraine's interior minister and at least 17 others are dead after a helicopter crashed beside a kindergarten in a Kyiv suburb. Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and eight others, including the first deputy minister and state secretary, were on board the helicopter that went down just east of the capital. A 230-foot Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, early Wednesday morning. This is USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-95. 51-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
South Africa has given the green light for China and Russia to conduct naval exercises in the Cape of Good Hope. Operation MOSI, which means smoke, is scheduled to take place between February 17th and the 26th of next month. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. An estimated 500 soldiers are at that location. The president is being investigated for having top-secret documents in multiple locations.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible?
The White House has struggled to explain President Biden's possession of 20 classified documents in several locations in the years when he was out of government.
Guys, you guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan argued on Fox yesterday that there's a double standard here.
There were one set of rules for Secretary Clinton, one set of rules for Joe Biden, a different set for President Trump.
That, despite the appointment last week of a special counsel to investigate. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A NATO surveillance plane arrived in Romania on Tuesday to help monitor Russian military activity. The plane, the first to be deployed, landed at an air base near Bucharest, and two more are expected to land on Wednesday. They are due to stay for several weeks. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.